The National Cancer Institute is launching a massive clinical trial this summer to find whether a new scan can detect early lung cancer and save lives. This new trial will involve 50,000 people. It will cost $200 million. What makes it unusual is not just that this trial is so huge, but that it's aimed at lung cancer. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer-related deaths in this country. It will kill 155,000 people this year alone. But although lung cancer kills far more people than any other kind of cancer, it gets far less research funding. Dr. Bruce Johnson directs the Lowe Center for Thoracic Oncology at the Dana-Farber Institute in Boston. He joins us from the studios of member station WBUR. Dr. Johnson, thank you for being with us.
You're very welcome. I'm glad to be able to discuss this important topic.
Can you explain for us why there's such limited research money that's available for lung cancer?
It's caused by a number of different scientific as well as political decisions. One of the things that's happened, and I think we can look to examples of the patients and their family members who've been concerned about breast cancer and the patients and their family members concerned about prostate cancer. In each of these major cancers, breast and prostate cancer, major voices have come forward to become effective spokesmen and spokeswomen. For instance, in breast cancer, Nancy Brinker has come forward for the Susan Komen Foundation and has been working for 20 years to make their voices heard and to raise funds. And also Michael Milliken came forward for prostate cancer and organized a group that's raised about $150 million privately to support research.
Are we talking about a stigma attached to smoking? I mean, I've got to ask, does a misunderstanding on the part of the public that somebody who has lung cancer must have smoked to contract it, is that part of what depresses the pool of research funds?
To my mind, the thing that the linking between cigarette smoking and it being a self-induced disease makes some of our patients, particularly those who have smoked, somewhat reluctant to come forward and portray themselves as a victim and somehow they participated in this. And so our people who could potentially be national spokesmen or spokeswomen about this are somewhat reluctant to come forward. Mm-hmm. The thing we tell our patients who get lung cancer is people who smoke don't deserve to get lung cancer. Probably the most important point of this, though, is that the majority of lung cancers currently diagnosed are taking place in people who either have never smoked or have heeded that message and quit smoking. So despite the fact that there is a very strong link and it is in, to some extent self-induced, the majority of people, as I said before, have actually quit smoking and heeded that message.
Mm-hmm. And I remember a series of gripping commercials that Bill Brenner did before his death from lung cancer. But as I recall, they were not commercials to help research into lung cancer. They were research to get people to stop smoking.
Well, a very important part of some of the research money spent are efforts on getting people to stop smoking, which at the current time is the most effective prevention that we have. The thing we're talking about today is to try to go to early detection. Mm-hmm. That is, trying to detect the cancers at a stage where you can potentially treat them effectively surgically. Surgery is an effective treatment for lung cancer. That is, if you catch it at its earliest stage, stage 1A, 70% of people are alive and free of their cancer at 5 years. So it's very treatable in early stage and more likely to be cured.
Mm-hmm. If you could review for us the trial that's going to start this summer.
So the trial that's going to start this summer will take about 50,000 patients, and half of them will be allocated to having CT scanning. CT stands for computerized tomography. Mm-hmm. It's a special way of imaging the lungs where you can see small abnormalities in the lungs down to 2 to 5 millimeters, or about a tenth of an inch. That'll be compared to a group who are followed only with chest radiographs or chest x-rays, the kinds that can commonly be done in physicians' offices, to see if you can reduce the number of deaths caused by lung cancer in the screen group compared to the other group that's followed more conventionally.
Mm-hmm. And these folks will be tracked until 2009?
That's correct. So it's a large study, large numbers of patients followed over for a long period of time.
Mm-hmm. And if you've said early detection can make all the difference.
Well, when we make that statement, it's a little bit of a leap of faith. One of the things that's very clear is if you can find cancers at an early stage, they rarely come back. The thing you need to know is that by intervening, by doing something about it, either taking it out or irradiating it, will make the people live longer. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason for doing the trial.
For anybody who's diagnosed with lung cancer, well, this has got to sound like a death sentence. And I'm wondering, realistically, doctor, how does lung cancer compare with some of the other cancers that can develop?
Well, with currently available technologies and the way people are being diagnosed now, about 85% of the people go on and die of their lung cancer. So, for instance, breast cancer, 75% of the women are cured. colon cancer, it's about 50%. Mm-hmm. The way we keep track of it, the ones that actually do worse are esophageal and pancreatic cancer, as are really the only ones where a higher percentage of people die of their cancer.
Mm-hmm. And has the survival rate for lung cancer improved?
The survival rate for lung cancer hasn't changed dramatically, and that's largely driven because there's been no changing in the screening technologies. The treatments that we have that are currently available for people with disseminated disease, is where it's spread through the bloodstream to either the bones or the liver or the other lung. And in that group, nearly everyone, meaning greater than 95% of the people, go on to die of their lung cancer. That's one of the reasons why this is a very important study, is that it has the potential to change the paradigm of going from being the most common way we find people with lung cancer to changing it where we see patients at a much earlier stage.
Dr. Johnson, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Dr. Bruce Johnson directs the Lowe Center for Thoracic Oncology at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston, speaking from WBUR in Boston.